Ashes to Beauty. This is Gospel for Grampian, broadcasting here live from Blackerty Side Farm, and there's a little bit of a delay while we a few technical details are sorted out, but I have our speaker, Dr. Charlie Somerville, sitting right beside me. Welcome to the program. Now, you were telling me before we came on that you are really more peripatetic than anything else.
I travel far and wide, from one end of the UK to the other, and occasionally overseas.
Wow. So all the way really from Fraserburgh, and you tell me you've even been to the Ukraine as well.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Was that since the war started?
No, it was some years ago now. I had visited Romania and was taken over to Ukraine by some of the Christians there.
Okay, and what is your view of the church in Ukraine? Is it fairly strong? Or
the church in Ukraine was remarkable. I was asked to speak in what was considered a kind of middle of the road with regards to those attending, and there was 2,500 there. So that was quite a surprise for myself, because obviously here we don't get that.
Okay, yes, so a full-time evangelist. Could you give some idea how you came to faith?
Well, I was brought up in a very strict Christian family and rebelled against it completely until I reached the age of 17, and I was quite unwell. And while in hospital, someone brought me the Mark's Gospel in a newspaper form. So I read Mark's Gospel, and then Louise Palau was holding a campaign in Hamilton, and I vowed not to go to any of the meetings. In point of fact, I went to them all, and on the 6th of May 1980, the Lord spoke to me, and I gave my heart to the Lord that night and never regretted it for a minute.
Fantastic. Just for listeners who've just joined us, we're broadcasting here live from Blackerty Side Farm, and I had one or two technical issues, which are partly me orientated, because I forgot to actually make the mic live on the system. So apologies, listeners, you had a bit of a dead air there. But Dr. Charlie Somerville was telling us about his faith and how he came to faith. Would you please mind just giving the listeners the full rendition of what they should have heard?
All right. Well, as I said, I was brought up in a very strict Christian home. I rebelled against it until I had reached my teens. I was quite unwell. Someone gave me a copy of Mark's Gospel, and I read it in the hospital. And then I went to an evangelistic campaign, and Louise Palau was the speaker. And on the 6th of May 1980, I came to trust the Lord as my Saviour.
Wow. And what's your journey been like since then?
The journey has been mixed. From very early on in my Christian experience, I felt the call to preach. The first time I preached was the night before my 18th birthday, which was several decades ago now. But the one thing that has been constant, and that is the Lord has never failed me.
Yeah. How far you actually had to dig into your faith to actually, you must have been tested, I'm sure, many times.
Yes, there's been many testings. There has been times where I have probably failed spectacularly, but other times I have trusted the Lord to the point where we are now, and the work I'm involved in, I have no idea how it has come about. So it has to have been all of God, certainly none of me.
Could you tell us about some of those testings, if you don't mind, just to give people an idea? Because some people might wonder, like, might say, I've just become a Christian. What do I have to face in future? Because I know everything, for everyone, it's different. Every single person.
Well, for me personally, some of the main testings I have been physical. I was assaulted many years ago and have been left with constant chronic pain. 24 hours a day, and there are times where that gets a bit wearing, but the Lord has never failed me. He has seen me through it all. I have asked him many times for healing, But so far, his word to me was, my grace is sufficient. And well, if that's the case, I'm more than happy to trust him. But I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for what had happened to me years ago.
So you wouldn't take anything back?
No, not at all. In fact, the only time I suffer no pain is when I stand up to preach.
Ah, now that is quite a testimony.
Yes, quite remarkable every single time.
And what sort of things do you do to make yourself stronger? What scriptures do you use? Because each of us would have been given specific scriptures to help us. And it's not cherry picking off a tree, but it's scriptures that God has given to each one of us.
Yeah. One of the portions of scripture that I find most helpful is the Psalms. There are many, many Psalms there that I would hold on to. And I always remember from the Word of God, there was a picture on our family home, and it said, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And I remember reading that as a wee boy, and that has worked out to the letter to this very day.
Right. I think for the moment, it looks like they've managed to get things sorted out. So our event is going to begin very soon, the gospel evening here at Blackety Side Farm. I know you've come here to speak already, haven't you?
Yes, I have, several times now, yes.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to this evening, to what you're going to share with us. And thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.